This is a Collider.com audio interview.
I have, unfortunately. Yeah. There are some things I can't perform. Cool.
Do you need tea or anything, Tom?
Some water would be great. Just follow the water.
Okay.
So, do we see the consequence of your actions, like, after you come back to Asgard?
I just need to know how much I'm allowed to tell you.
Okay.
Everything. You're trying to tell
everything.
Yeah.
I'm totally in.
Yes, no problem.
No, what are you asking about?
Right.
What are you asking about today?
Well, I was asking about...
how much am I allowed to say? Mostly.
About today?
Not about today.
No, about anything.
No, nothing. You can all go. We're not giving anything. We're being very vague.
Good. I'm good at being vague. Well, inevitably, Loki's back in Asgard. That's where everybody saw him go with Thor at the end of Avengers in Central Park. And what's exciting about this film is it depicts the aftermath of those events, and you get to see the opinion of certain principal characters in Asgard. You get to see every character's perspective on what Loki did.
Okay.
And they tend to be different and disparate and varying in tone and empathy, certainly. But it's exciting. It's a springboard. It's a springboard into a new chapter. It means that as an actor, I'm not repeating myself in any way, because the last time Loki was in Asgard was at the end of Thor, when he let go of the spear and he disappeared into a wormhole of space and time. And then he spent a degree of time on Earth and tried to destroy New York. And now he's back in Asgard, a different being, you know, with a different mindset. And therefore, the kind of the chemistry that he creates just by being back there is unpredictable and fantastic.
Is it a darker tone in this movie in general? Does it seem to be darker all the way through?
I think so. I think that's our privilege with being allowed to make it, is that we've established, certainly with Thor and Loki, we've established the characters across two films. So it means you can colour in more shades with each character. It means that Thor can get darker as a character and more complicated. It means that Loki can get even more kind of complexity and dimension. Which really is the most interesting thing about being alive, is that there is no black and white, there are only shades of grey and different people's perspectives on events. And Alan said something fascinating, that that Thor the Dark World came as a title because the story revolves around, well, Malekith is in the film, I think.
Yeah.
So, and who is a dark elf, so it's not just about the mythological and physical battle between dark and light, but that there's something about growing up and accepting responsibility, no matter who you are, whether you are a crowned king, a king in waiting, or a shamed prisoner, accepting responsibility and growing up is dark. It's a dark experience. It's not easy. And I think that's what's exciting about the material, is that it sort of emotionally and psychologically and spiritually, I hope, we're still in the middle of it, but you hope it embraces a more complex and dark experience. Alongside lots of action and,
hugeness. I was going to say, what character developments will we see in Loki?
I sort of can't without... he has an interesting relationship now. He's back within the environs of his family. Those relationships are really interesting. So you've got Odin, Frigga, Thor, and also the Warriors 3 and Sif. He's a psychopath. And the fascinating thing about playing a psychopath in anything, like whether it's a real life Category A inmate in the darkest prison that we have on Earth, or someone who's a mythological creature who's been around in human imagination for 2,000, 3,000 years, is that what quality of compassion or goodness is still there? That's the question. The exciting question is, why? Why does any psychopath perform those acts? Why does he wish everyone such ill? What does he want? And does he even care what he wants? And I think that as an actor, that's a really exciting thing to delve into. Is when you're that dark and you're so full of destruction and hate and sabotage, and part of that is self-hate and self-sabotage, like motivationally, it's an interesting question to ask why.
Yeah.
I do, yeah. The thing about playing any, you have to, you can't sit in judgment. So in my own mind, I've unpacked his suitcase of pain, and so, you know, I would stand up, I could easily stand up and defend him, even though many of his actions are indefensible. But I know why, I think. But what's interesting is those answers are locked in some kind of cabinet right at the bottom of him, and he's, you know, in there, and nobody has the key. Do you know what I'm saying? So yeah, I do like him. I also enormously charming. Like he's sort of someone who is really nasty, but really elegant with it. You know, he's like he's someone who looks good doing really bad things, or sounds good, or something. Do you know what I mean? And there's a, what I love about playing him is that there's a delight, and now because of the way the character was developed by Joss Whedon in Avengers, who kept encouraging me to enjoy myself as an actor, and enjoy, like, Loki's having a good time destroying Manhattan, he's having a good time like teasing everybody and playing everyone else off each other like a chess master, and so that now I really feel like I'm the god of mischief, and playing that mischievous element in all its unpredictability is really, really fun.
In the comics, Thor and Loki have a changing back and forth dynamic. Sometimes they're best friends.
Yeah.
Sometimes they hate each other.
Yeah.
In this film, are they closer to being friends at some point? Or is there like a unifying thing that brings them together? So they're, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just wondering as to whether I can answer that question. it's consistently ambivalent in a way that's true to the comics. And really fun for myself and Chris Hemsworth to play, because what's really exciting is that in Avengers, Thor still really cared about Loki, and part of the reason he was there was almost to protect him. He was just like to try and find the good in him and take him home. And we've been very careful that not to repeat that moment, you know, like Thor's attitude has to change, therefore Loki's attitude has to change, and their relationship to each other, their need for each other, their antipathy, opposition to and from is constantly changing. That's what makes it fun to play, you know, these archetypal forces of dark and light, and actually those, like I said, those, the lightness and the darkness is flickering, you know, between the two.
Is the Tesseract still a factor?
Can't say.
All right. Does Loki feel regret then for any of his actions from the first two films?
There is a whole scene dedicated to whether or not that happens.
What about the relationship to Malekith? Because they have like a really interesting relationship in the comics, where it's sort of like they're both bad, but they kind of don't get along because they have different reasons and stuff. Is it similar to this? I mean, what's been the relationship with that, considering that Loki's kind of in the bad guy and now Malekith comes along? And
well, without saying too much, there's a degree of mutual recognition, shall we say.
Between the two of them?
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Takes one to know one.
Does Loki have anyone who shares his worldview, who thinks he should be the king, who thinks he
No. He's way out there on a limb. With good reason. No, I think, kind of think everybody else is right. If I'm standing out objectively, do you know what I mean? I mean, there was some bad parenting, let's face it. you know, I think he it was not the right decision to throw a kind of apocalyptic sized tantrum that was the Avengers, you know. So.
Uh-huh. You're in your third director playing this character. How much more ownership are you taking in Loki in this film versus the last two, now that it is your third time playing him? And do you find that people are going to you more to, you know, for how do you feel more about this scene?
Yeah, that's what's been really exciting is Marvel, everyone at Marvel, Kevin Feige, Craig, Kyle, and Alan Taylor as a director, and Chris Yost, the writer, have really kind of, you know, I remember talking about the story for this film with the producers while we were kind of running around doing press for Avengers and sort of saying, where do we go next? You know, people are responding positively to that film, so, and there's something which I feel very fortunate to have been given, which is confidence by them, because I've lived through him. You know, other people can have their opinion objectively about where Loki should go, but I've lived through every moment, and sometimes, you know, I'm the only person who knows how it feels, you know, and I always have ideas. Some of them are, you know, some of them I'm sure are terrible, but some of them are good, and they're in the film, and that's really exciting. It's when you feel like I know every inch of Loki, and you know, I'm the only person who's played him. So other people have written him, other people have shot him, other people have framed him, but I know his inside, and that's really exciting. Is that I have had a bit of an input into it. It's really great. Huge compliment.
Sorry, for a couple more questions, please.
Yeah. Has it? It hasn't, you know, like, I mean, it was strange for a second when the film came out, because it was so much bigger than I'd anticipated. But no, you know, the bit I love is, I really love acting. Really. And the circus of it, the circus of being, for want of a better word, you know, a celebrity is something I'm sort of not interested in. I find it strange. And what's that? It's so hard to answer that question, because the business is so complicated and has so many layers, and I try not to think about it. Because I just think then you start barking up the wrong tree, you know. It's not, it doesn't make you, just because you were good in something doesn't mean you'll necessarily be good in something else. And you just try and chase opportunities that you fall in love with, or that inspire you, and keep doing the work. You know, it's funny how, it's a really good question, because it's something that does crop up, and suddenly some people treat you differently and other people don't, but it's all so inconsistent that it shouldn't be, it can't be a factor. And what I've learned from is, I've been really lucky, you know, at 31 years young, to have worked with people who are much more established, like Kenneth Branagh and Tony Hopkins and Judi Dench and Rachel Weisz, and what distinguishes them for me is that they simply don't listen to any of that. Like, it's white noise, whether you're hot, whether you're not, whether people love it or whether they hate it, they still approach the work with such integrity and passion for the specific project in mind. So yeah, but it was a bit weird for a second there, you know, like, you know, I'm just used to being completely invisible in London, like any other Londoner, and suddenly I wasn't for about 3 weeks, which is very strange.
We've heard that. We've heard that Chris Hemsworth, for example, Thor gets a blue cape in this one, and actually, a lot of the Marvel characters have changed kind of their costumes over time. But you have always stayed consistent with this. Are we going to be able to see you kind of in a different costume or a different light?
Yeah, yeah, there absolutely is. Okay. There's a moment there where I'm definitely in a different costume.
Okay.
Your hair's curlier. Yeah, you went straighter before.
Yeah, it's, well, you know, it's like, it's longer. You know, some time has passed and there's not a sort of, I don't think he's been sent to the finest barbers in Asgard. I think he deserves that. Yeah, there's a little bit of difference, you know. Well, it's interesting when you get to a place of like, you want to evolve the look of something, but you also don't want to stray too far.
Right.
Because then it's almost like you're inventing another character. There's a, you know.
So does this costume kind of help you kind of key right into?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because the strange thing is, it's by the time we started shooting, it was actually exactly a year since I'd been inside sort of the skin of Loki, and naturally, when you finish something, every actor is sort of just like, you just sort of put it away, and you put it away forever because normally you never have to come back.
Right.
And then I've lived a whole 12 months of life. I've done a whole load of other things, and I'm a different human being.
Sure.
So in a way, coming back to the same costume and the same hair and the same look is like, I recognize this guy. It's like me re-meeting an old friend.
Sure.
You know, and you pick up where you left off. You hope.
I'm afraid you have to go back to work now, Mr. Middlestone.
Thanks so much.